everybody, and welcome to Pep Talks. It's me. Hello. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Pep Talks. I am your host, Eddie Pepitone, and I'm here with Steve Lally today. How are you, Steve?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready for action.
We are ready for action. I have just come from the gym, and I have worked out vigorously today. I did 33 minutes on a treadmill, and then I worked out with my trainer, and he's great, Kevin.
Do you run on the treadmill, or do you run?
No, it's not a treadmill. It's like an elliptical.
Oh, you do the elliptical thing.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Is it?
Yeah. I do it.
I don't do it at a high setting. Look. I know what you're thinking already. Does this guy have plantar fasciitis? Is that why he can't do it at a high setting? Yes, I have plantar fasciitis. I do. I have this little like bone spur thing in my right heel. Have you ever had plantar fasciitis?
I think I did have it once.
It's really a nagging injury, and it doesn't go away. So, but anyway, I've been grinding through it, as they say.
It is.
By the way, obviously, I'm not a big gym guy, but I have worked out three times a week with this trainer now for like 3 fucking years, and I'm finally starting to get some food under control. I'm feeling better. You know, I'm starting to get some food under control, but I'm still anxious.
It didn't take that away, did it?
Well, it helped today. I mean, I'm drinking coffee now, which I don't know about that. You know, if you're anxious, why drink coffee?
Yeah.
But I want that little buzz or something.
The kick.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting in. We got to talk for an hour. So you want to be able to...
I don't know if it's that. But anyway, I've been eating better. I've been pushing my exercise up. But the eating is a big thing. For me.
Me too, dude.
Also, I want to acknowledge that we are a country that has gone to fascism. We're a crumbling empire. If it's crumbled already for about 50% of the population, which, by the way, people are saying, you know, like these centrist Democrats are like, oh, you just want to watch the world burn. And, you know, don't vote for, you know, a centrist Democrat. No, because the world has burned for 50% of Americans already. You know, it has, you know, these pockets of the country where there's just total poverty and people are just clawing to make it. Rents keep going up. And I just wanted to mention this as I'm talking about the gym, that I know that this is going on. So anyway, I've been working with this trainer for like 3 years. And I think for me, the reason I have a trainer, it's way too expensive for me. And I have friends who are like, what the fuck are you paying?
Well, it must help you in some way. I mean, do you need somebody to crack the whip?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I need to kind of have an obligation to go, because when I'm sitting at home,
if there's not somebody on the other end waiting for you, you will stay home.
Yeah. Yeah. I would go, oh, I don't feel like, I never feel like it. You know, what's also interesting too, is listening to how gym people talk, like
how do they
the
talk?
Young kids. Well, and I'm, you know, I say young kids. I mean, I'm young. I'm younger than them spiritually. And yeah, spiritually, I'm younger than them, you know?
What are the things you overhear at the gym, Eddie? Come on.
Well, like I heard this kid saying today, someone said to him, how's it going? He goes, I'm just grinding it out. And I like that. That's kind of a baseball
term. It reminded
you
of your plantar fasciitis. I think hearing about you going to the gym is, there's a lot of people out there who just don't know you're just human, and they don't know that you're vulnerable to, that you have to.
I'm extremely vulnerable, particularly to slights, to like ego slights, and you know, my nickname is the Bitter Buddha, and there was a documentary done about me, the Bitter Buddha, and that's because I got that moniker because I'm so angry.
Who gave you that?
My friend Sean Conroy, who I haven't talked to in a while. Sean, if you're listening, which I know you're not, where the fuck are you? But yeah, Sean, who's a brilliant comedian himself. And me and him used to tour the country with an improv group called Chicago City Limits. And he came up with that when we were on one of our tours. And because I was saying I'm into Buddhism, and he always would hear me be so vitriolic and so angry, you know.
That's a great
that
name.
That he said, that you're he the gave. Bitter Buddha, you know.
That stuck.
It's tough to meditate. You know, I'm trying to do the Buddhist thing. I originally brought it up because of ego. I'm trying to get rid of my ego. But
but you're in show business.
I'm in show business. And not only that, but, you know, also a key to mental health, you know, and we got a couple of calls that we have to get to. The key to mental health, and most of America is going insane, by the way. I think so many people are on antidepressants. You're not, though.
No. But I medicate with food. I do.
What's going on now? Now, by the way, we know we're under we're in a fascist crumbling empire, and we're going to talk about Steve's relationship to food now.
Well, it's not just food. Food and sex. I mean, if I'm not getting a certain amount of a sexual.
How is
I don't
the
have
sex
a healthy.
How is the sex?
You know,
going?
I have women who are interested in me, but they're like,
they're not good people.
I think they're good people, but
they're not
like,
attractive.
They don't want to like physically encounter me. They want to just flirt with me through.
Oh, I see.
Through you know electronic.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and, people, because it's, I don't know.
It's so sad for me. I mean, it's just a sad.
For me.
It's so sad. But the food.
No, you have to meet people in the flesh. By the way, you know, I know we're speaking to you via the internet, but, you know, the electronic thing doesn't work for real personal relationships, which is, by the way, why you should come see me in person. Okay, I mean, this is great. We connect here. You know, it's great. But I'm going to be in Detroit and Kalamazoo. I'm going to be in Kalamazoo, Michigan next week, April 4th in Kalamazoo at Shakespeare's. Okay, I need you to Google it. Shakespeare's in Kalamazoo if you're out around there. Then in Detroit, I'm going to be at Ant Hall the following night, April 5th. So please come see me live. Then I'm going to be in Austin, Texas at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival. April 25th through 27th. So please come see me. Then I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to do a couple of shows in New York. I'll let you know where I'm going to be. Do you have anything you want to plug? I wanted to get the plugs
toward
the front of the show.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, no, we did it. This is the front of the show. I'll be Los Angeles Stand-Up Comedy Festival.
Mm.
June 24th and 25th, I think, Barnsdall Park, up on the hill, beautiful theater there, and I don't know what shows they'll be, but just stay on my website, stephenlally.com, and you'll know all that stuff, if you want to come see me.
Yes. Mark and Susan Rosenfeld subscribe to your channel. We just got two new subscribers. Please subscribe to us.
The Rosenfelds.
Here on YouTube. Here on YouTube. Please subscribe to us. And now we're supposed to have a guest today. Mm-hmm. And Yvette, really funny woman, smart woman, she had to cancel. And I want to help her out with this. Her doggy, what happened is her doggy got diagnosed with cancer. And and she's doing a GoFundMe. So I'm going to post it on my page. But her dog, Sonny, a beautiful, beautiful pit bull, got diagnosed with cancer. So I'm going to post the GoFundMe link, but it would really be great if people could donate. It's going to be on my Facebook page. It's on my Facebook page. It's on my Twitter feed. I'll put it up on Instagram, and also it'll be part of the podcast. But please help Yvette with GoFundMe. Yeah, that's another thing, you know. Your food issues, what are they? What's going on?
I overeat to comfort myself because I want to slow down the mind.
Oh, well, yeah.
The mind is
going.
So the food is like a way to. And
it's stress eating.
Yeah.
Is
man.
What it is.
Yeah.
It's like I
and
you know,
you feel
here's
sick.
The thing, and here's the Buddhist, and this is very hard to do. And by the way, we were also looking at a top story on a great website called democracynow.org. One should also read The Intercept, and one should read Chris Hedges. And the people who don't, you're morons. But they were talking about the opioid addiction. And, you know, the Buddhist thing is like, stay with your feelings. Like, stay with, like, in other words, when you have that craving for food, count to 10. Try to stay with it. Count to 10. Try to stay with it. What's going on? You know, why are you, would you say it's boredom that you want to eat? Is it boredom? Like, that's, you're just like,
it's different things. It's different.
Yeah.
Things. It's,
yeah. I have them all.
The boredom's a big one though. That's a good one. That,
why are we bored?
Well, if I'm in the front of the tube, the computer, the TV, whatever.
By the way, baseball season.
Oh, I'm starting. Rocking, thank you, Eddie, for
I'm
that
rocking
great
my
segue.
Yankee cap because it's baseball season. And I know that I'm an idiot for giving a shit about these teams. You know, Yankees, Rangers in hockey, the Giants in football. I'm an
Not
idiot.
The Knicks.
No, they're so horrible. I used to be a Knick fan. I grew up with Willis Reed and Dave DeBuscher and Dick Barnett and Walt Frazier, Walt Clyde Frazier and all those guys.
Didn't they win a championship?
Pat Riley Knicks
back
were
in, like,
pretty
the
good.
50s or something.
But man, they and Pat Riley Knicks ran up against Michael Jordan, but I haven't fucking rooted for the Knicks. They've been so bad for so long. It's like fucking
They
you.
Never recovered from Jordan.
No.
They never recovered.
And
from
they had Isaiah Thomas ruin the franchise.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
But I'm rocking the baseball hat because just and to relate to what Steve's talking about, baseball mellows me out. And I like watching just that.
The richest
slow
team in America.
Who?
The Yankees.
No, they're not.
The richest.
Another new subscriber, Russell Collins. Thank you, Russell. Please subscribe to us on YouTube.
I'm just giving you shit.
No, they're not anymore. I think the
Who
Red
are?
Sox outspent everybody
really?
Last year. They've gotten it somewhat under control. Yeah, they're the biggest market.
Were you
Them
shocked?
And the Dodgers. And the Phillies, I think, have the most money. They signed Harper.
Yeah. Were you shocked the Yankees didn't get either of those big
I was hoping we'd get Harper. But because imagine having Bryce Harper and Aaron Judge and Stanton.
I can't even.
The home runs.
I can't even.
But anyway, what I, you know, and I talk about sports full well knowing.
There's a collapse.
That our society is collapsing and that it's all a fucking distraction. And I've mentioned this book by Neil Postman called Amusing Ourselves to Death. It is what the culture is doing. It is what our culture is doing. We're amusing ourselves to death as the fucking oligarchs pick our fucking pockets. They've kept wages stagnant since 1980 in terms of real wages. Mm-hmm. By the way, go Yankees in term of real.
Preach, Eddie, because you're right. You're
in
right
terms
about
of real wages, it's gone. Our money has gone fucking down. It just goes on and on and on. We are so getting screwed yet. Because I'm stressed.
You need sports to.
I need something. And baseball particularly has this slow rhythm to it, except like yesterday I threw it on. I'm not a preseason guy at all.
Right.
I find it so uninteresting. I also find college football uninteresting. I just go right to the pros and wake me when the season starts.
Right.
You know?
When is your opening day?
I'm not sure. The third, I think.
I think ours is Thursday, tomorrow.
Who's the Cubs?
Yeah, we play the Rangers. The Cubs are good.
It's an interleague game to start the season?
I think so.
I don't think that's right. I don't know why they start an interleague game.
It's a long season, man.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
It's 182 games. But so talk about what's going on with you food-wise.
Oh.
As we live through a fucking collapse. By the way, we have some phone calls and you will see. You will see how this society is collapsing when I play a couple of these calls.
Oh, boy. It makes me feel better about my food.
We have some advertisements. We have some great sponsors here. We haven't gotten paid yet.
No. And we have, Eddie and I are incredibly busy and no money. It's incredible how busy we are.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing about this business is you have to do so much work to just start getting money. And it's crazy. I was reading about Tom Hanks. My wife got a book about Tom Hanks, and at first I was like, I don't want to read about Tom Hanks. It's like his biography. But it's really good.
Really?
It's really good. Like, just his story about coming up and thinking of Tom Hanks as broke is wild. But he had a kid when he was young, and he wasn't getting work, and then he had a – and just interesting how people –
Can you imagine how anybody has a fucking kid and stays in show business and not
– So many people do it. I never had kids. I didn't play your fucking game. You people out there, you have kids to give your life meaning. That's why you people have kids.
Or accidentally. Sometimes, you know, it doesn't always – it's not always a planned thing.
Use birth control. But
– You didn't do it.
But, yeah, having kids – also, overpopulation is ridiculous. How about we stop having kids and give nature a chance? You think we could give nature a chance, everybody? We just keep developing the fucking forestry of this country into houses. The wildlife has nowhere to go. More and more species get extinct, but the Yankees open up.
I want to have kids one day.
Good luck, bud.
I need that. I need your well wishes.
That was sort of a well wish.
No, it was a half.
Should we go to a call?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to a call. And by the way, folks, if you want to call us, there is a number that you could call. And number is 424. If you want to just leave a message for the podcast, anything, as you'll
see. It's actually my highlight is you guys calling. Anybody calling with any message, even the hostile ones. So.
They've been very sweet, though. 424-262-0904 if you want to call in about encroaching fascism, your issues with food, your love for animals, the fact that we're an overpopulated nightmare, the fact that most people are amusing themselves to death as hundreds of species every day
vanish.
They vanish. Why am I laughing? I don't know. We're at the end, though. We're at the end, and I know a lot of, you know, past generations have said that, but this time it's true because of the ecosystem collapsing, and good luck hurricane season, and just and us out here in Southern California, we get wildfires and heat, and it's scary out here.
We got a good amount of rain this year, though.
We did get rain. That's good.
And it didn't come all in one shot. It came like gradually.
It was nice.
Yeah,
it was a nice winter here. Sure, and winter meaning
2 weeks of
but the rain was kind of, it was pretty good.
It was great, man.
But you know, the wildfires out. So maybe the wildfires won't be that bad this year.
They won't. But then next year, if we don't get rain, they'll be bad.
Yeah. Well, I'll be the fuck out of here. Hopefully, I don't know where I'm going.
New Zealand.
I don't know where I'm going to go. Where am I going to go? New Zealand. Too many guns.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah, that's right. You see that? They got rid of their fucking automatic weapons, right?
Yeah.
We should do that, but it's impossible. I read that there's over 1.5 million automatic weapons in this country. Could you imagine?
Automatic? I think
automatic.
They're illegal automatic weapons.
No, they're not.
Semi-automatic.
No, they're not.
That's fucked up.
Anyway, gun owners. By the way, the reason why you motherfuckers own guns out in your red states is because all your fucking civil liberties and your sense of community has been taken away by the fucking Republicans you vote for and the centrist Democrats you vote for. The corporate scum have taken away your livelihoods, your community, and you have a gun and you think that makes you, you know, a rugged individualist. You think because you have a gun, you have some kind of place in the world, or you have rights, or these are your only rights. It doesn't do anything for you except endanger children. Okay. We do have a couple of calls, though.
I'm worried. Right? Definitely.
Are you a gun owner?
No, I've never fired.
I'm thinking about getting one because the society is collapsing. Of course, my gun would shoot love. Do you understand me? My gun would, I would point it at somebody's heart and say, release your hate. called Tonglen. Look up Tonglen, T-O-N-G-L-E-N, the Buddhist practice. Okay, here we go. First call of the day.
Hey, Eddie and Steve. This is Mike from Bartlett, Illinois, outside of Chicago. I just wanted to say, love the podcast. Eddie, I recently saw you at Lincoln Lodge and did a very funny show there. And but it's a beautiful room, too. And but no, great show. You I was kind of off, caught off guard by your movie star looks in person, but I was able to push past that. Very funny show. Love you guys. Love the podcast. Make it required listening every week for myself because I always feel better about my life after listening to you guys. But keep up the good work. Love it. Thanks, guys. Bye. Yeah,
thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you. First of all, that is our goal, to make you feel better about your life through the pain and hours, the pain and suffering that we go through. And that's, we are up on the cross, folks. We are up on the cross. We have died for your sins, okay? And there is a saying, get off the cross. We need the wood. Have you ever heard that saying? I love that saying.
Yeah, it's great.
Don't be a martyr, but we are martyrs. I'm saying to you, don't be a martyr in your life. Don't burden people with your bullshit guilt. I had that happen to me a lot, man. I got guilted out a lot by my parents.
Really?
Oh, big time. And also passive-aggressive guilt is the worst. People who are passive-aggressive are like kind of pretending they're not. They're just, I'm just concerned about you or whatever the fuck, you know?
But you're not impervious. Like, I'm impervious to that.
And also,
people do that to me, and I just take a shot.
Well, good. Good. You're healthier. I think you're a little healthier than me, but it's very close. But I want to thank Mike from Chicago, and he was there. Now, one thing Mike mentioned, and a lot of you also will have to deal with if you see me live, is you're going to have to push past my movie star good looks the way Mike did, you know, because a lot of people will just stand stunned in place when they see me, you know, and, you know, do what Mike did, push past it.
Yeah. Did some people go do the Tom Jones thing, like the women will throw their undergarments at you?
No, that never happens.
Never?
No, because I don't encourage that. Okay, now here's another one. Here's another one, ready? Mm.
Hey, guys.
That was it. And, you know, that call, I'm going to say, was not that good. Let's play one more before we go to break. I like this fellow. Big fan, this guy.
Hi, Eddie, Steve, possible guest. It's Nero Gundersen from Norway.
Hey, Nero.
First of all, I just want to have to say I need your podcast. I've listened to all of them, sometimes two or three times. It's the only thing I would pay to hear. Second, and I mean no harm by saying this, I would love to hear you on one of these MSNBC debating news shows as Brooklyn guy. Something along the lines of your take on Bernie Sanders' speech. Anyway, thank you for your podcast, and goodbye.
Nero from Norway, Nero Gundersen. He's always commenting on the YouTube. And also comment on, you know, rate us on iTunes. You know, you people sit on your asses. We're up here. We do this for nothing.
Yeah, literally.
But we are going to get a, where you can donate. We're going to finally do that.
Yeah. Oh, we have a show. We made a show we're going to be shooting. So you can have another thing to watch with me and Eddie.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think we should announce it yet, but we are going to be doing a show through All Things Comedy, a web series, and it should be fun. It's going to be called Comedians.
No, don't tell him.
Don't tell him?
No.
Okay, we won't tell him. But Nero, yeah, thank you. And he was talking about me doing a character. I wrote a piece for Playboy, I think it was, or Vice. I forget which one. I got paid like $500 to write this piece. and or $250. I'm not sure. 500's good to write a piece, you know? I like 500, you know?
Playboy, you'd think they would pay more than that.
It might have been five. Oh, no, would pay more than five?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, for a guy like me, you know, they would have paid Tom Hanks a lot.
What was the piece?
Hmm?
What was the piece?
I just wrote a fictitious speech by saying, like, we are getting fucked. Like, I was sort of like the Brooklyn guy.
The it.
Like, I was like the it. I was sort of like the left-wing Trump, you know? I was like, motherfuckers, these oligarchs, they're putting us in. You know what they're doing? The oligarchs, the 1%, they're wrapping duct tape around our fucking mouths and throwing us in the boot of their car. And then what they're doing is they're taking us out to the woods. They're abusing our anal cavities, and then they bury us. They shoot us in the head and bury us. Do you want that? Most Americans these days, they don't even have the energy after working these horrible jobs that don't pay well to masturbate. They don't even have the energy to masturbate at the end of a day. Like, just a crazy.
That's great, man. So he, like, he was saying you should be on MSNBC. That would be the greatest thing. It's a CU on a CNN or MSNBC show because they never have anybody left of Joe Biden on there. You know?
Yeah.
And if they do, they attack the fuck out of him. You know who else does is Maher, Bill Maher. Anyone left of Bill Maher, he really.
Yeah.
He doesn't like having people on left of him. You would be great on that.
On Maher?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish he would have me on. I don't know how to get on that show. I should get on it. I would rip him a new asshole. We also have ads, and these sponsors, they haven't paid us, but they are great. They are great sponsors, and you know, these ads are written by our producer, Matt Rossimoto, and they're real ads written by Matt. And you want to read the first one?
Yeah, man.
This one, it's... it's a political ad. It is getting to be the president election, and I want you to read. It's this is McLumpespew.
Oh, this is
Lumpley. How do you say McLumpley Spew for president?
Yeah, this is our first. It's fair to say this is the first political sponsor that we've had. You know,
please pay us, McLumpespew. McLumpley Spew. How do you say it?
I'm gonna try. Every year is an election year, and 2020 will be no different. With dozens of Democratic hopefuls to consider, one candidate urges you not to overlook him. Democratic presidential hopeful Dan McLumpespew. Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Dan McLumpespew, or as his friends and family call him, the Lump, is throwing his hat into the ring. The Lump is a 94-year-old Sam's Club greeter from Knee Bend, Wichita, who vows to bring back the old-fashioned American values with his campaign slogan, "Wait it out." Let me say that again. He's from Knee Bend, Wichita, and he vows to bring back his old-fashioned American values with his campaign slogan, "Wait it out." The Lump has spent his life dutifully ignoring the spotlight and dodging success until now. Are you ready for the Lump to pounce? The Lump is bringing long-awaited, minute incremental change with hurricane force. Over time, the Republicans won't notice what hit them as the Lump slowly grows, recedes for a while, and then gradually regains the same ground and calls it a victory. As the Lump said during his announcement speech, "You'll be amazed by what you'll put up with." This ad is paid for by Remember the Lump Fund, Daniel Grunion Lumpelspew, 1925 to 2019. You were truly never loved.
He's dead. This man who is running for president is dead. He's dead. And vote, and he still wants you to vote for him. A dead man has thrown his hat into the ring.
The Democratic machine has incentivized this dead man to run. To flood the field.
There are a couple of good points made in this ad. Incremental change is not what we need. And that's what the centrists want. I remember having some... It's so funny you get like into online fights, which are a complete kind of they get me so pissed. Like, I think because you really see, in a way, the true colors of people, because they, you know, they feel safe to say what they would never say to your face, I guess. Is that true? I guess it's partly true, right?
What about when you get somebody, you just
there's great people on there, too. I've met a lot of really cool people online. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But what were you going to say?
What about when you get somebody, you're making a comment in jest. You're saying something that's totally absurd. And you do that often. Yeah. As we've all noticed, you do that. And then someone tries to take it seriously. Those are the, that's the most difficult for me. I won't, I just won't respond.
You know? You mean when they take it seriously?
Yeah, they...
Well, fuck them. That means they don't have a sense of humor. And you also have to be careful how you word things and make sure that you know, that they know it's a joke. And the people who don't get it, they're not, you know, they're not your friends, Steve.
Really?
You don't want people who don't have good senses of humor.
Oh, this goes back to our first podcast.
Does it?
When I told you that my good friend discontinued talking to me because I voted for Jill Stein. He never talked to me.
Because I voted
yeah.
for Jill. By the way, this country, it's too funny that the and I have a lot of people I know who are like this, like people who are like, you fucking have to vote for whoever the Democrat is, you know? Don't tell me. First of all, I'll do whatever the fuck I want. And like, I'm going to vote for a real progressive, not a bullshit progressive, because incremental change.
That's the incremental change that got us in the trouble in the first place.
Yeah, incremental change for people who are already, you know, dying. They're dying. There's no incremental change when you're dying. You need radical change, and we need radical change. But bringing up the fact that these idiots getting mad at people who voted for Jill Stein, morons.
I think it's, honestly, man, I think it's, because I look at myself, it's deeper than that. I just voted for Jill Stein. That person, that friend of mine, had it something. It was not the Jill Stein. I mean, after a year
was it
of
the fact that you owed this person money?
No, I didn't owe money.
Okay, no, but I'm it could have been. That was a joke. You see, did you get the joke, or are you there going, you're knitting your fucking nephew who has no future? He's like 6 months old. He has no future in this apocalyptical, soon to be apocalyptical landscape, which, by the way, if it's soon to be an apocalyptical landscape, which I think climate change and do you know also, and I'm not trying to scare people, I'm just telling you what's the truth, and you could then go home and watch whatever Ozark to forget about this. But the doomsday clock, which is nuclear Armageddon clock, is now the closest it has been to midnight. It's the doomsday clock, which monitors how in danger we are to a nuclear conflict, is now 2 minutes to midnight, and that is the closest we've had it forever. And that's another thing. We really didn't talk about the main issue in the news, because we're more of like, we talk about our personal stuff. And I kind of do like a big overview. But Trump, let's just mention this. Trump, the orange imbecile, you know, the Joker, I call him. He should slit his lips and put on white makeup and come out. But, you know, that guy, he got exonerated for collusion with Russia. And, you know,
people's hearts broke.
And all these fucking people doing this McCarthyism about Russia, that now it was just a fucking waste of time.
Now it's benefiting him.
That's right.
Now he's going to use it.
And what I understand is that, first of all, our media, our mainstream media, that's why you have to watch and listen
to Glenn Greenwald. Yep.
Amy Goodman on Democracy Now! And Chris Hedges, you have to read him. He also has a show on RT. Ooh, RT! It's a Russian network. But they have – why I'm bringing the Trump thing up now is because the doomsday clock has been set to 2 minutes to midnight because of the antagonism between Russia and the United States. And all these people, by the way, this is another thing. This was said by Noam Chomsky, another brilliant intellectual who doesn't get any airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Hedges and Noam Chomsky and Glenn Greenwald do not get airtime on mainstream media because their truth is not what the corporate overlords can stomach and hear. They don't want people getting informed. And Chomsky said, America is a fucking laughingstock, is the laughingstock of the world when it says, when it complains about meddling in elections, because we have meddled and overthrown democracies and overthrown rulers and meddled in elections. Latin America, that's what we do, you know?
The Middle East. The 50s, Eisenhower and the Dulles brothers.
All over the world.
The reason the Middle East is so fucked up, one of the reasons is because of us.
And the fact that the United States is bitching about meddling in their election is hilarious if you know history. But people don't know history. You know what people's sense of history is in this country? Half an hour ago in their Twitter feed.
No way, dude. I know people who are totally informed of history and they still were on this McCarthy shit with Russia. I know people who are completely informed because it was a desperate thing. They just desperately wanted Trump out. They just desperately wanted to see the Republican
Party. And now
Party
you
take
may
a hit.
Get him for four more years,
maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, you know, Trump, the orange imbecile, his base will realize they've been betrayed by him because, you know, he hasn't given them any jobs or
they're not going to.
He's fucked you on taxes. He's even given the rich.
Dude,
the super rich, more and more of a tax break.
Here's the good news, I think. That they're not gonna, the bad news is they're not going to. The good news is they're not really that big as the boutique liberal machine want to make us think they are.
Explain boutique liberalism again.
That's Hedges' term. You know, people who are gonna pimp the protection of gays and lesbians and women's feelings.
Who should be protected.
Right, but in lieu of protecting the poor and stopping the war.
Social justice, you know, economic justice, environmental justice has to come first, I think. When there's economic justice and a sense of community, then we can protect people, you know? But boutique liberalism means I'm just going for this issue as opposed to unionizing,
right?
You know, and I'm not talking about the sellout unions, real unions. We need real fucking strong unions. And by the way, the baseball season is starting up and Ozark is now, I actually have a friend who writes on Ozark and they actually are going into season 3 soon. So you don't have to pay any attention to this. I often wonder, too, do I just say fuck it to all this? You know, fuck it to fighting the good fight? Because we're done.
Well, I think. This is what I believe about myself. If I had a healthy sex life, I wouldn't be engaged in any of this. And all of my political arguments
that
and
makes
fervor
you, what?
Is fueled by not a healthy sex life. And not getting enough love and attention. That's why I fight with people politically more. Yeah, that's about me. I mean, that's just a personal thing. I wonder if I would find the energy to, if I had suddenly a bunch of money and if I would just check out and go see Carly Simon.
If you had a bunch of money, if you had a bunch, like a lot of big success, of course, you know. But that to me shows me that your character isn't good because the real revolutionaries have to, you know, the real radicals, the real people who care about people who care about. And I think that is your base. I mean, you have a spiritual base.
Yes.
Hopefully when you do get money, which hopefully that'll come before the apocalypse. It's such a race now.
It really is.
To have a good living before we're fleeing.
That's a major fear, by the way, is that massive fame and fortune just before the end. just before the end of the world, and then people remember you as the guy who got famous just before the
end. By the way, there's this comedian, very funny woman, Melanie Vesey, and I saw her do this bit, and this is Melanie's bit where she goes, fucking, the end is coming, and it's really here, and I know it's going to happen the day I get signed by Netflix. I'm going to be in Netflix offices. I'm going to sign. The nuclear bomb's going to go off. We're going to be running through. I'm going to be running through, you know, fires and nuclear winter with the Netflix executive yelling to me, we had such big plans for you. That's such a funny bit.
That's great. I guess we all kind of think the same way.
We have another ad here, and I'm going to read this one. This is from Furplosion. All right. Here we go. Furplosion, they're a new sponsor. And thank you for Furplosion. Please pay us the money that you're supposed to. These are written by Matt Rasamoto. If you own a cat, you know they love to shed fur everywhere. I have three cats, Criswell, Sherman, and Katie. And I have cat hair in my mouth at this point. And you know what? I don't care because I love them. I love them. If you own a cat, you know they love to shed fur everywhere. But what do you do if your cat isn't producing the volume of fur that you want? Feline Greenies presents Furplosion, the delicious way to get your cat to increase shedding instantly. The reviews are in. Cat lovers from across the country are saying great things about Furplosion cat snacks. Dolores Dumplesplunt of Wet Bends, Virginia says, just one bite and the kitty hair just blew off Mr. Puss, and minutes later he regrew a new layer of fuzz, a darker, curlier layer. We now call him Mr. Pubes. Thelma Grease Blumps of Wilcott, Illinois says, with 11 cats, we couldn't get enough cat hair. Oh, she's from Illinois. That's a Chicago accent.
Well, you know.
With 11 cats, we couldn't get enough cat hair in our studio apartment. But thanks to Furplosion, we are up to our knees in heaping mounds of dark pubic fur. And it won't stop. We quit feeding them months ago. Their dead kitty corpses just keep making more fur. It's like the mop scene in Fantasia, but replace buckets of water with kitties and what looks like mounds of human pubic hair. Gordon Buttstuff of Deerchoke, Maine says, dear God, there are cat pubes and everything. Last night I woke up coughing handfuls of short and curlies. We got rid of our cat months ago. Where is it all coming from? Good Lord in heaven, where? Don't let your cat have loose hair envy. Let them shed with the best of them with Feline Greenies Furplosion Cat Snacks.
And Feline Greenies, we're going to rugree more ads for you. We're going to rugree. You're going to be rugreed.
All right.
Many times over.
Yeah. If your cat isn't producing enough hair for a plosion. I was thinking of getting hair. No, I was never thinking of getting hair plugs. A good friend of mine has hair plugs.
How does it look?
Not that good.
Was he a fully...
Hair plugs are not the answer. You know, it's just accepting...
That would be a great self-help book.
What?
Hair plugs are not the answer.
Hair plugs. Is anything cosmetic the answer? I know friends who have had, I have friends who've had nose jobs and they like them.
But you're a decent looking bald fellow. Like you wear it well.
Well,
there's some men that just don't look, they look funny bald. They look like, you know.
Yeah. Well, beauty is not skin deep, right? We have a couple more calls we want to get to. I want to thank everybody listening on YouTube right now or, tomorrow, you know, if you're listening on SoundCloud the next day. But I just want to say we really appreciate all you guys out there. And it's good to be able to rant as we approach, you know, our final days. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. If you know about, you know, the economy, if you know about the environment, the ecosystem, you know we're in trouble, right?
Oh, yeah. And China's been underwriting our currency for the past couple decades.
All right. Here's Nobody another call. Let's that. Try not to. Sorry. Let's just watch Ozark.
You out.
Okay. Here we go. Here comes another call.
Hey, Eddie. It's Christopher in Oregon. I just wanted to tell you that this phone call was brought to you by Shaman toilet tissue. Not Charmin. Shaman. It is the only toilet paper on the market that is 2-ply and has bits of ayahuasca in the roll. Just little bits there. It's the only toilet tissue that will cause total ego death. And just enjoy it as you flush it away. Just flush it all away, man. Bye bye.
That's awesome.
By the way, thank you, Christopher. That's Shaman, not Charmin, toilet paper. It will flush your ego right down the toilet.
Ayahuasca suppositories.
Ayahuasca. By the way, are people hip to what ayahuasca is? If you're not and you're staying at a fancy hotel, ask your doorman. Not doorman. What is concierge? If you're staying in a nice hotel, just ask your concierge, where can I get ayahuasca? It's a hallucinogenic that's indigenous to, I believe,
South America, right?
Yeah, South America, the Amazon rainforest, which is being fucking raised for cattle.
And toilet paper now.
Fucking raised. It is being destroyed for the production of beef. I'm vegan. Am I better than you? Probably. And you know why? Oh, I can't do vegan because my iron, my doctor says I can't do it. Yes, you can. And if you don't do it, your kids won't have any fucking future. Yeah. So what was I?
Ayahuasca suppository.
Ayahuasca.
You could be a pitch man. I hate to bring this up, but you would be a great pitch man for ayahuasca suppositories.
Hello. Are you feeling like you don't know your interior life? Are you blocked from the divine? That would be a good way. Are you blocked from the divine? Can you not access God? Well, the indigenous people of South America have found a plant root called ayahuasca. When ingested, you will meet your maker.
Or money back, guaranteed.
Or money back. Order your ayahuasca today. No, I. There's a person in my neighborhood. I go to this park, really nice park where I live, and I meet all these dog owners. It's so cool. I've made all these friends who have other dogs, and it's a beautiful thing, right? Because dogs are amazing. And I want people to help Yvette with her pit bull. That link will be displayed on our pages, our various pages. But, you know, she did ayahuasca.
Really?
Yeah, in Latin America. And she, like, it changed her life. She suffered from depression, or she suffers from depression. And she actually experienced her ego dying, which is fucking amazing. And she just ran a marathon in the Antarctic.
The girl who was going to come on our podcast.
No, this is another woman.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know some interesting women, Eddie.
I do. And let me tell you something. If you haven't run or if you haven't ran a marathon in Antarctica, you're an asshole.
And you better do it because it's thawing out.
So exactly.
Now's the time.
Exactly.
To get your Antarctic
to get your Antarctic buzz on. You want to read the last ad?
Oh yeah.
Wait
a minute. Yeah.
Did we read Larry Lewinsky yet?
Yeah, but you read the last one, so I'll read this one.
Okay. Talk about who that is.
Oh, man. This sponsor has been here before. The sponsor is not new to Pep Talks, and one of our favorite up-and-coming sponsors. It's almost April, and you know what that means? 50% off all oral retreading at Larry Lewinsky's Tooth and Tire Service. If you live in Brooklyn, you don't want to miss this event. They're going to have one of them really long sandwiches with all the good meats. Larry Lewinsky is the only qualified service technician to work on foreign and domestic tires and teeth. Jimmy D'Amato says he does teeth too, but he's a liar, just like his old man. If you ask Larry, he'll tell you that whole family's no good, and Larry should know he married Jimmy's sister. Jimmy shops all the way past Highland Park. Is that even Brooklyn no more? Drive on down to where Rockaway Avenue crashes, past Blake Avenue near all them churches. If there's only one God, why does he need 17 churches on Rockaway and Blake? No offense. So if your teeth need alignment and your tires ain't no good, do yourself a favor. Stop by Larry Lewinsky's Tooth and Tire Service. Mention Pep Talks podcast, and you will get a free tire-themed girly calendar with a different bikini lady for each month. Each of these classy dames will be getting a different dental procedure. These calendars are not for the faint of heart. Thanks, Larry's.
Wow. I mean, that's, you know what I like about Larry Lewinsky's is that you are now getting places that are combining different services, like
you've seen other ones,
fix your teeth and get your tires done, right?
What others have you seen?
I've seen you can get a colonoscopy and you can get cold cuts.
I've seen you could get your taxes done.
What's up with the cameras? How come it's just on you?
Thank you. She likes me. Or she just stopped caring.
But yeah, there's just a lot of businesses that are combining, you know, tires and teeth, colonoscopies and cold cuts.
Yeah, yeah. Taxes. You can get your taxes done.
You can get your taxes
done. And your nails.
You could get your taxes and nails.
At the same time.
You know, that's anyway, it's great because everybody's busy, busy, busy. You know what they're busy doing? They're busy running away from their essence. They're busy running away from the source.
Did you ever see somebody speeding and then they got caught at the red light? They were speeding and get caught. That's kind of what I think America is. Just a speeding fucking bullet and just stopped it.
I think what America is that you're at the red light, and then what's going on now is that the street you're on just collapses and you're sinking into the street, and you have to drive little Jimmy and little Tanya to their soccer practice, and then after soccer it's piano lessons. Then after piano lessons, it's death for the whole family because, you know, we didn't pay attention. We didn't pay attention. Let's go to one more call. Emma, what minute number are we at? 53?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, let's listen. Here we go.
Hey, Eddie. This is Anna. And, I was complaining about my day to my husband, and he said, why don't you call Eddie and tell him about it? You got his number in your phone, after all. So I said, okay. So I'm having a bad mental health day, and that's what I'm calling it for now on. I ran out of my Lexapro, and it was my last refill. And so I've been 2 days with no Lexapro, and I thought, oh, that's fine. I don't have to take the Lexapro. I can live. Today, I finally got it, and I took it. But, you know, it takes a while for it to kick in. Well, so anyways, I'm having a bad mental health day. All that said, I love you, Eddie. Keep kicking. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm a female comic, and I've done a handful of open mics, but what I really want to do is be an angry comic, but I can't because I'm a female and it comes across as shrill. So I got to find a way to express myself without coming across as shrill. And I can't figure out a way to do it. I want to express myself and I want to express the anger that I feel at what's going on. And I just can't find a way to do it as a female. And you're a dude. So I don't know why I'm asking you, but maybe, I don't know, maybe you have some insight. Maybe you know some female comics that have found a way. I don't know any. Maybe you know some. So if you know any female comics that have found a way to be an angry comic but not come across as shrill and as a bitch, you know, which I hate having to do that, but hey, it is what it is. I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Please let me know. Please help. Okay. Okay. Bye. Bye.
Yeah. Anna brings up, like, first of all, Anna, and to anybody out there on medication, you can't, like, I'm on antidepressants. I'm on 200 milligrams of Zoloft daily, and it does nothing for me, but I like the taste of it. No, I actually, you know, I am on that, and it's really helped me. And you can't let your medication, you can't just go off your meds. It has to be monitored. It really does. We lost the great Brody Stevens. He had issues with medication, and I think he had a tough time with it. If you are going to go that route, and it has to be monitored by a real professional, and you have to wean off it, and you have to do it under their care. I'm lucky. I have a good shrink who prescribes it, and it's just really helped me. So don't let your meds run out. And then the other thing Anna brought up was, how does an angry woman do comedy? She's a comic. How does an angry woman do comedy? Because it is true that if there's an angry woman, that'll turn off a lot of fucking, well, guys, like, oh shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they're not allowed to for some reason. And I was just thinking that you've got to look at the successful female comedians out there and how they do it. You know, I think you have to put across the anger. You know, you just got to be true to yourself, I think, you know. Just be angry, you know, on stage. You have to be funny, though. That is, you know, like you could be angry, but the comedian's first job, the great Patton Oswalt said, is to be funny, you know, and then your agenda or whatever it is. But your first job is to be funny, you know.
You're going to know if it's working or not. You're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you know if it did work or not. You know if it has potential.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that is a difficult thing because there aren't, she's right about that. There aren't really, I mean, maybe she's the...
There's Sarah Silverman, there's Jen really. Kirkman, there's Maria Bamford.
What's her name? Margaret Cho was kind of, she had attitude. She has attitude. She's kind of pissed off.
For sure.
You know?
I'm trying to think of more of an angry female. Joan Rivers was angry.
She was pretty angry.
It's how you do it.
After
right?
you master, you're mastering being yourself. So as you figure out how to be funny as yourself, that stuff will come. All those, I can't.
It is about comedy. You know, stand-up is about self-mastery. It really is. One of the biggest thing, maybe the biggest thing, is like just having belief in yourself, like just being confident in what you're doing. And then you have to put in the work too. You have to put in the work of going on stage as much as you can and writing. That's where I fall short. I don't write as much as I should. I think on that note, we should... We want to read it. Pep Talks is a global phenomenon, folks, not just because that is how the internet works, but because we have dedicated listeners from Ireland to Canada, from Qatar to Argentina, and Los Angeles to San Francisco. With well over 500,000 plays and thousands of weekly listeners, you would think we could get a half-decent sponsor, like a condom that doesn't melt your schlong, or cheese that isn't made from kangaroo milk. Of course, like us on iTunes, subscribe to us on YouTube, ejaculate goodness directly into SoundCloud. But if you have a job, ask your boss this. Hey, Mrs. Nutfingers, how come why ain't we on Pep Talks? They'll take money from anybody. That last ad was for a tire place that also fixes teeth. I thought it was fake, but they really pegged specifics that made me question my reality. Email us your money and your business. Mr. Rasamoto will write them up all good-like. Our engineers for this podcast are Emma Erdbrink, who is with us in the studio, and Aaron Brungart, producer Matt Rasamoto. Leave a message for us at 424-262-0904. Email fanmail@peptalkspodcast.com. That is fanmail@peptalkspodcast.com. You can find me on Facebook, the podcast on Facebook, fb.me/pepitonefans. fb.me/pepitonefans on Facebook. YouTube, pepitonepodcast.com. Steve,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eddie. Thanks, everybody out there for listening and calling in.
Spread the word about our podcast. We only have so much time left on this planet.
True.
Bye, everybody.